Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Akia. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. 13. Teenager. Hit them teens. Shit. Happy birthday, honey. I hope you have a good one. I was thinking about it. And I was like, man, I should make a little episode just for Kia, you know. We were going to have flowers sent to the school again this year, and found out you didn't have school on your birthday, so happy birthday. And I was going to have them sent to your mom's, and I was like, yeah, nobody's going to be there to get them, so what do I do? What do I do? And I thought about it. And I thought about it. And I was like, yeah, maybe we'll just take her to pick out her own flower bouquet when we get her. We'll see. But I was like, you know, I can make her a metaphorical permanent flower. You know, at least until the grid crashes and you can't get on the internet or we get EMP'd or whatever. Not trying to think negative, but eventually there will be a time that this will not be listenable. But up until then, this is a flower that will never die, even if I do. So, well, not if I do, because I will. We all will. But if, you know, mine's a little early, then you can listen back to this. But I, you know, the more I thought about it, Kia, I was like, man, 13, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Pretty cool. Maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to listen back on this when your kid turns 13. We'll see. We'll see. Well, I want to start by saying I'm very proud of you. You've honestly, you know, minor hiccups here and there. But you're very intelligent. I mean, damn, 4.0. That's pretty impressive, you know. Pretty cool. You just overall very proud. You've been going out of your comfort zone a little more here and there, working on this play, doing the painting on the set. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to procure a ticket, and it wouldn't have worked today or tomorrow anyway with Bree's work schedule, but I hope that you take pictures and you tell me all about it. I mean, you have been telling me about it, but I want to see what you painted, because I know you've been painting. I wish you would have got in on some of them screw gun projects. Them wood cutting projects, but that's just me, you know. That's just me wanting you to build shit. And it's not like we can't do that around here. I mean, you know, I kind of build things, you know. I wish you were here more so that you were here more often when I was building things, you know, get your hands in on it. You know, even some stuff for your room. Or wherever. Be pretty cool. Pretty cool. But very proud of you. You know? And honestly, I've tried to refrain from... You hear me probably tell Iris... You know, I call her pretty pretty. My pretty pretty. And I'm sure you hear me tell Bree that, you know, she beautiful and gorgeous. And I've thought about it because some of my parenting tactic when I was trying to, I actually put it on paper at one point, but when I was laying out, you were a big deal, first off, let me say that. My first kid. And, I mean, I was young. I was 19. And, me not having my biological father really in my life, it was kind of a big deal to me to make sure I did everything I could to keep, not only keep you in my life, but to keep our relationship positive. And me being young and really overthinking things like I still do, one of the things I had read somewhere was, I don't even know exactly where I read it, probably on the internet, was not to reinforce the standard of beauty as far as raising a girl, not to reinforce the standard of beauty. And that made sense to me because part of the explanation was you don't want your daughter to grow up thinking that that's her best or only trait, and thus her best or only thing to give in a relationship or, whatever. And I've kind of adjusted a little bit since then. Obviously I tell Leon he handsome. I call Iris pretty, pretty sometimes, little potato, you name it. But you had been my only child for so long, 10 plus years, that it just kind of became a 10-year habit, I don't tell you, I guess what I'm trying to say is I don't tell you as often as I'd like to how beautiful you are. And that's a habit that is something going forward that, I'm going to try and break because it doesn't really make sense to me to avoid that because in my life experience and having been able to overthink it for 13 years, I've kind of come to realize that maybe that can also give a complex where, maybe you're not confident because you don't hear that you're beautiful, and the thing is, like, you are extremely intelligent and you've got a lot of other good traits, but the thing is, like, my focus was to reinforce those, like you going out and trying things, getting out of your comfort zone. When you were younger, it was a celebration, claps, high fives, awesome. And it's kind of turned into trying to not make a big deal out of it. Like last week, you went into the gas station, you got your own drink, you came out, I didn't go in with you, I didn't go in for you. And when you got back to your mom's, you had mentioned that. And, I was thinking, wow, this is cool. She got out of her comfort zone a little bit, went in there, didn't oppose wanting to go in there. She just did it and she came out with a smile on her face and I was smiling. I was like, this is cool. But then, hearing you tell your mom, hey, I wanted to the gas station and got my own drink, it made me a little bit sad that I didn't, high five you or knuckle you, because that still would have been not a huge celebration, but at least an acknowledgement instead of just, acting like it wasn't a big deal. And I don't understand why. I have these thoughts in the moment. I'm like, don't overreact. Just make it like a normal thing, Maybe she'll think it's more normal. Anyway, I'm getting into psychology and philosophy here. I just wanted to tell you I'm very proud of you. You're very beautiful. I love you very much. And I extremely appreciate you more than you'll ever be able to know. Because in a way, your life kind of saved mine. I'm not going to get into it here, but I wasn't on the best path probably. And the responsibility of having a child that my actions and decisions affected kind of solidified, you know, a change, not just in my thinking, but in my actions. Actually opened up a whole new door, a different side of life that I didn't think was even in the world. It's not something you can understand until you have a child and you have a child that you want and truly love. Because if you do, you know, if you, there's people out there that get pregnant and have kids that they weren't planning on or don't truly want. And then there's resentment. Not always, but a lot of times there's resentment toward those kids for, you know, maybe not the parents not being able to achieve or do certain things because of that child. And, you know, it's the opposite with you. You know, for the longest time, you were my little sidekick. We went everywhere, did everything. And it was awesome because, you know, it's like my dog Lexi was the best dog I've ever had. She was my little sidekick. And I say that having two dogs now, Moot Moot and Goof. But she was also the first dog that I had raised. And I thought, wow, this is love. But then you come into the picture and Lexi went everywhere with me and we did everything. And then you come into the picture and you went everywhere with me and we did everything. And then slowly I could see you grow into this, well, what you are now, ultimately, but curious, you know, asking the questions, being able to communicate just in general while we're doing things was awesome. Being able to watch you gain interest in things and then drop interest in things was just, it was all, and still is, because you still do, it was just, and is all, just awesome to me. So I just want you to know, I very, very much appreciate you, I very, very much love you, to the moon and back, to the other side of the universe and back, go through a black hole, cross that universe, find another black hole on the other side of that universe, go in that mofo, you know, and then keep going for eternity and infinity, because that's, well, that's how much I love you. But yeah, I appreciate you very much, and I'm hoping in a way that this doesn't, but I'm also hoping that this does kind of embarrass you. If you want me to take this down, I will, but I wanted to at least post this up. Hopefully you'll hear it today. I'm going to give you a call here in a little bit. And then, yeah. So I love you, and I hope you're having a great birthday. Now, I'm probably going to keep rambling because that's what I do. You know me. You know what it is. You know what it is. But, going forward, you know, I'm really looking forward to see ultimately who you grow into, but the life path you're going to take, where it's going to take you, all the things you're going to accomplish along that path. It's just exciting because it's like, it's what I imagine a gambling addict feels. They know the game. The game is life in this instance, but they know the game. They just don't know what the outcome of that game is going to be. And there's infinite amount of outcomes, not necessarily gambling, but in life, there's an infinite amount of outcomes. And I know that your outcome is going to be great. I want, you know, I can't wait to see who you positively affect and who you help. And I'm not saying you need to be an astronaut or a surgeon, any of that. I just want to see what you do to find your happiness, because I know no matter what you do, you're going to be successful. And that is just another factor that adds to the pride, you know. You're very great with your brothers and sisters, who are all younger siblings, for the most part. Very nice, very loving. You're very helpful with not just your brothers and sisters, but cousins, aunts, uncles. When grandma was around, she was always telling me how you were just surprising her because you were so so helpful, you know. Asking, hey, do you need a Hershey's or an orange juice? She always thought that was funny because it wasn't always her diabetes, her sugar, bottoming out. But just, she thought it was awesome just knowing that if she wasn't feeling good, part of the factor could be her sugar, you know. So it just made her laugh and cry sometimes knowing that you cared that much and actually knew what to do in the event that anything happened and nobody was around to immediately help other than you. And there has been times where you were the benefactor and honestly probably saving her life, you know. So you just, and it's crazy because I always assumed like, okay, you know, your kids are going to do this and that and cool, there's going to be accomplishments. But when I looked at those accomplishments, it was always like major things, right? Like you win states, for example, in a, let's say basketball, you go to states, you get the state championship. I never would have thought that every day you have little accomplishments and losses, but every day there's pride, and seeing those accomplishments is amazing. But seeing the losses is great too, because it's a teaching moment, it's a bonding moment. But then watching you overcome setback is, you know, honestly been amazing, because you handle it far better than I ever did. And, I can't say that I have anything to do with that. That's just kind of, you know, that's just kind of what you've done. And, again, that's impressive. Now, your name, Akia, means firstborn. Now it's also a variant form of the name Kia, which means difficult, but in Greek it means pure. So, your name stands true, and you are the firstborn. You're pure, and it's difficult for me to express how I feel, even though I'm trying. Sometimes it's difficult for me to deal with our scenario we're in now. I don't get to see you as often as I'd like. Sometimes it's difficult for me to, I don't want to say express my love, because that's not difficult. Sometimes it's difficult for me to know when and when not to engage, or how to engage, whether it's a teaching moment or a celebration like I rambled about 10 minutes ago. But you yourself aren't difficult. But being the first child, you know, I'm a first child, and it's difficult, you know? So all those things ring true. And, I mean, your name was never intended to be that tying to you. It just kind of was a funny thing. You know, your mom and I were riding around trying to settle on a name. She wanted to name you like two car names, and me just being sarcastic, I was like, just picking out cars, you know? I'm like, why don't we name her Volvo? Or why don't we name her Tacoma? Or Silverado? Or Range Rover? I mean, how about a Kia? You know, and it just kind of, I was like, whoa, go back. A Kia. Okay. And then the more it rolled around, punching it into Google, it turned out, you know, it means firstborn. It's like, well then, yeah, pretty cool. So that's what we went with. And, I mean, I guess I went with it, and she just kind of agreed. But, yeah, so I mean, even the origin story of your name is pretty unique, you know, but it's held up, and, I couldn't be any more proud of you. So I'm going to let you go here. It's been 20 minutes of me rambling. I want you to get back to your day. Enjoy what you're doing. Any time in the future you listen to this, just know, no matter what you're going through today or what you have gone through, I love you very much. You've got this. You got this shit. There's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't accomplish or overcome. No matter how dark it seems, there's always light. And no matter if you think you're stuck or trapped, you're at a dead end. Just remember, there's always a way out. You got in, you can get out. And just think about how crazy this life is in general. The fact that you even have life is insane. So appreciate that. Appreciate the pain that you feel, because otherwise there's nothing. Appreciate the highs that you feel, the lows, all the difficulty in achieving a goal, the journey to achieving that goal. Enjoy all of it, everything. Enjoy the lazy days. Enjoy the busy days where you just feel like you can't ever catch up. Enjoy the days where you don't have sleep, the days where you sleep in, all of it, because without it, there's nothing. And it's just insane to me that we even get to experience this, and you are another branch of my life experience that it just makes it that much more insane that that this life is it's just insane to me. So I love you very much. I hope you have a great day, and future Kia, I'm still proud of you. I still love you very much. This is just a future Kia. So 13-year-old Kia, tune out. But I love you very much. I hope you're doing well. I know you're doing well. I hope you're achieving all your dreams, your goals. And, you know, I hope you find true happiness, and I love you. And welcome, I'm not a teen, so I can't say welcome to the teens, but you're a teen now, so I guess enjoy the teens. Congrats on achieving teenhood. How should I word that? Still recording. Could have sworn I hit stop there so I could, hash that one out, but whatever. Congrats on hitting 13, honey. I love you. I'm not going to edit that out because that's hilarious. And 13. What? Oh, also, you're still butt fart Shanane O'Houlihan McGillicuddy. For now and for always. I love you. Have a great day, honey.